the messenger, actually.
We're all the messenger. But the genesis of the song is, I'm not singing about love in my songs in the way that some other people might be, like breakups and start of romantic relationships. That song, in some ways, is even more observation of love than any kind of romantic love, because I was thinking about how when you love somebody, you will put your head in the lion's mouth and tell them things that it's very difficult to tell somebody something and they really don't want to hear it. I don't just mean you're being an asshole, but I mean when you make that massive leap of friendship in a relationship and you deliver bad news to somebody that they don't want to hear. You know, that's why it's saying, like, you know, my time's for taking if you want. What's the line? I'm fine just talking if you want. It's you know, say, you know, it's putting your head in the lion's mouth, really, as I say, and going to get it bitten off. But you do that, you will do that for someone you love. You will be unpopular, and it's quite a selfless act.
Absolutely.
And but sometimes, you know, you will do that with, you can do that with fans as well. You know, you can do something like where you, you know, you have to really do, make a leap to do the right thing, and it makes you unpopular, you know. Amazingly, that it came, that concept for the song came about in about 3 minutes. I had this 12-string acoustic guitar, and the song started out as like a really kind of little folky ditty, and then it turned into this electro pop thing. But what I was saying was that on this record, I got a difference between this and the first album was, like, it was important for the people who like me and follow me and fans or whatever, people who are interested in me, that at every turn that I go, right, am I representing myself on the guitar? So every song I wrote, I pretended that when other people get me into play on their record, that it was that situation. Because what happens in that situation is I plug in and I go, right, play is the track. And then I go, okay, well, this is what I put on it. And I just go, blah. But on my own records, I always forget to put the guitars on loud.